Be still and know. The barking poodle makes more noise than the great mastiff. The chattering sparrow makes more noise than the majestic eagle. Do not imagine a man is great because he makes a great noise in the world. Noisy men, as a rule, are small men. Columnist John R. Gunn writes, "I watched a cloud rising. It was thunderous in its promise of rain, but it passed over, and there was not even a shower." Some people are like that. They make thunderous promises, but they disappoint us when we look for a corresponding performance. There are others who go in for notoriety. Their chief ambition is to get their names on the front pages of newspapers. In the meantime, those who are doing the real work of the world are not found among the noisemakers and the notoriety seekers. Gravitation is a great force, but it does not cry nor lift up its voice. You can hear the terrific tread of the cyclone, but not the gentle footfalls of the sunbeam. As the elements of nature that are of the greatest importance do their work in a quiet way, so the most effective men and women do their work calmly and quietly. Their absorbing concern is not to get in the spotlight, but to get on with what they are doing. In his march across Europe, Napoleon caused his voice to be heard in the cry of battle and the thunder of cannon. As Jesus, the lowly Nazarene, moved across Palestine, his whole manner and way of working fitted into the prophetic pattern. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. The arrangements Napoleon made for the life of Europe have long since passed away. But the principles that Jesus uttered and exemplified in Palestine are with us today and working still. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this passage from Isaiah. He shall not cry nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street.